Project Management Insights, providing project managers with professional development in the interpersonal skills areas of leadership, team building, and communication. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Project Management Insights. How politically savvy are you? Especially in large organizations, there can be a lot of politics. And I'm hoping that you understand what I mean by politics, and I'm going to describe it anyway. It's that sense that there's a lot of underlying undercurrent that's going on between groups within the organization to try and gain an up on the other group, to be seen as more influential, more powerful within the business or organization overall. There might be managers who want to be seen as delivering, proving, whatever, and they then do all of this talking and trying to gain influence, trying to be the teacher's pet, as a way of describing it, to the CEO or a senior manager. There might be people within teams or streams that are very political because they want to be seen as or known as the knowledge holder, as the person that I would call a blocker, who won't let things pass until they believe they've got, you know, they've ticked it off as okay, or they want to approve of what's being done or said. These are all political type situations within an organization. And here I'm talking about large organizations because that's my experience. I've worked in some very large organizations where there's been a lot of political playing going on in the organization. That's not to say that it doesn't happen in small organizations. Sometimes it can happen just as much, if not more, in small organizations because of this need for someone or people to try and be seen in a different light or a better light by senior management, for example. So how do you manage these political situations? Now, if you're someone like me, when I first started, I was totally oblivious to them. I did not understand what was going on at all in these political situations. I was like the dum-dum that just didn't even understand that was going on. So I've been one of those people that didn't understand this politicalness going on. I don't even know whether that's a word, but it was like I was on the outside. And so I got caught out so many times because I wasn't politically savvy or politically aware. So what does it mean to be politically savvy or politically aware? For me, the change came when I started to sit back and really notice the tone of voice, the language, the approach, the body language that another person was using in a situation. That might have been in a meeting with me. It might have been when I was in a meeting with others and I was noticing the behaviors of the people around me. I was noticing who wanted to have the last word. I was noticing who wanted to be seen as the particular knowledge holder and therefore kept shutting other people down. I was noticing the people that would take my ideas and go and sprout them as their own to the senior manager. Don't know how many times that happened, a lot, and I probably would have been a millionaire had I taken money for each of those things all the time. Again, this was me not being politically savvy. I was silly enough to just talk openly about things as if there wasn't, you know, I didn't have anything to hide, and yet somebody else would take advantage of that. These are the sorts of things that what I'm talking about in terms of political plays that go on within an organization or a team. So the first thing is to become really aware that they're happening within your team, within the broader business focus that you are operating in terms of your project. And then what you can begin to do is to get to the bottom of or try and understand why the person thinks they need to do that. Here's a little bit of psychoanalysis stuff going on here. But what I realized was this: people that are political in the way that they play these games within teams or in the broader organizational environment often feel very insecure. Their belief, underlying belief patterns is that they need to do things to give them power. They don't feel powerful enough underneath in their own self. Now, this is not for you to play the psychologist or the psychiatrist and, you know, try and turn that around. All I'm wanting you to do is to have an understanding of why this is occurring, because it only takes a small change from you to change the way that person interacts with you in terms of your involvement with them on the project, what it is that you're asking from them, so that they aren't as political around you or in their interactions with you. Doesn't matter how they are with anybody else. This is about how they are with you and how they would then deliver to you in terms of your project. So if you have this understanding, then you can approach them in a very different way. The thing that I like to do was, and the thing that made a big difference for me in turning these sorts of personality or behavior types around, is to acknowledge the information that they hold, acknowledge the insights that they have, listen to them, take their views, their approaches, what they have to say on board, and acknowledge that you have heard what they have to say. Because oftentimes that's what's underlying the whole need for them to feel as though they have power. The thing is, you don't have power. If you go into this whole setup as a project manager believing that you have the power, you're going to upset and turn off all of your team. The best way to approach working with people in this relationship space, and that's what you're doing, is you're managing people and managing relationships, is to treat them as your equal. Now, if they believe they have power over you or want to have power over you, is that an equal relationship? The answer is no. So again, what you're trying to do is to understand how you can create an equal relationship with this person. It might take a little bit of time. It won't be something that happens overnight, because we're talking about changing years and years of behavior here, and it's not your role to have to change it. And if you want to get the best out of this person, then it is something that you will have to work towards, because otherwise there will be disruptions on your project. These people will want to be loud. They will want to be noticed. They will want to have their views taken into account, and I mean above everybody else's. So they're going to be a disruptor on your project if you don't learn how to handle them and manage them in a way that calms down that need for power, which is what the political playing is all about. So try and calm down, slow down, and begin to pay attention to individual behavior, and just notice what's going on or what might be going on with this person. And if you notice that you think they want power, then give them some power by acknowledging that they are a holder of knowledge. As I said, this will make a big difference to them and may just turn around the sort of relationship that you have with them. And let's flip this around. If you're the person that's playing this political game and trying to be seen as the one with power, what's going on for you underneath? How are you really feeling? Because I'm guessing you feel like you don't have power and you're not powerful. And I'm going to ask you the question, is that really true? How much power do you really have? Take a look at that. Really notice that and question this belief pattern that you've got about not having power. Because I can tell you right now, you have just as much, if not more, power than anyone else working in that organization, than anyone else working on your project team. And if you're the project manager, well, yes, you have a certain level of power, and it's not to be used in a way that means cutting everybody else down. As I said, this is about getting to the place of equality. you at the same level as them, because the only way your project will be successful is if you come at it from this approach. So good luck in noticing the political plays that are going on and trying to get a handle on what's really going on underneath. One small change can make a big shift in the relationships, and this power play stuff that's going on that I call political play, it can make a big shift. And all you simply need to do is begin to acknowledge and stop and listen to these other people, or ask people to do that for you. And then you might be surprised at the outcome and the shift that occurs. All right, that's it. A wrap for another episode of Project Management Insights. Happy to catch you next week. Subscribe to the podcast. Remember, I have a YouTube channel as well where I'm posting Q&A type videos. These are questions that have come in through searches on my Project Management Insight website. And so I'm answering those in the form of a short video response. So if you're interested in some of those Q&As that are showing up, pop over to the YouTube channel and have a look at those. And subscribe, because I'm posting new Q&A question answer videos all the time. And otherwise, happy project managing for this coming week, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to this Project Management Insights podcast. Be sure to visit projectmanagementinsight.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter, or to receive updates on upcoming training.